Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on Hector Mercado, M-E-R-C-A-D-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Mercado as described in a report of 9-3-23, but at that time I was not in receipt of his cervical spine operative report that you have now kindly provided. Period. The additional records show Mr. Mercado was seen by Dr. Ames, A-M-E-S, on 6-22-22, pretty with status post cervical spine fusion, anterior cervical discectomy and fusion from C3 through C6 on 3-8-22, period. This was done for severe central stenosis, kyphosis, and multilevel radiculopathy, period. He had done quite well after surgery, period. X-rays showed instrumentation to be intact and in an appropriate position, with no evidence of loosening or hardware failure. Period, he was deemed to be doing quite well and was happy with his result. Period, however, he was concerned about going back to work, as was Dr. Ames. Period. They discussed him staying out of work for another 1 or 2 months. Period. Dr. Ames continued to follow him over the next few months, period. On, scratch that, he sent the petitioner for a repeat cervical spine MRI on 10-18-22. That was compared to a prior MRI of 12-30-21 and x-rays of 3-9-22, period. And we'll insert those results here. In paragraph on 10-26-22, Dr. Ames reviewed these MRI results with him. Period, he discussed the natural history of cervical myelopathy at length, and given the severity of the preoperative stenosis, discussed the potential healing process time with him could take 12 to 18 months to fully heal and or realize any potential gains from the surgery. Period. He wrote the updated MRI, revealed quite a bit of residual edema within the cord as expected. Period, there was no obvious foraminal stenosis, although metal artifact makes interpretation challenging. Period, there was no evidence of subsidence, SUBSIDENCE, or failure on prior x-rays reviewed from his last office visit. Period, Dr. Ames' final visit was on 1-11-23. Period, Mr. Mercado did not do well with Lyrica or Gabapentin, having reacted quite poorly to them. Period, they were considering having him see pain management and possible initiation of Cymbalta or other tricyclic antidepressants. Period. Dr. Ames also ordered an upper extremity EMG slash NCV to analyze the potential for double crush syndrome with respect to carpal tunnel syndrome and myelopathy. Period, was to return after the EMG was done for review. Period, I am not in receipt of the EMG results or follow-up notes from Dr. Ames that reviewed it. Period, next section, findings and conclusions. The additional documentation you provided does not show Mr. Mercado had any further attention paid to his right shoulder beyond that which was described in my first report. Period. However, it does show he was seen by Dr. Ames, who performed surgery on the cervical spine to be inserted here. Period. He did well postoperatively. Period. He had a repeat MRI on 10-18-22. Period. At follow-up with Dr. Ames on 1-11-23, he suggested undergoing electrodiagnostic testing. Period. Those results were not available to this evaluator. Period. New paragraph. Regardless of cause, I would offer 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. I previously did not offer a cervical spine assessment since it was not listed as part of the current claim. The opinion relative to permanency of causation about the right shoulder remains unchanged. That is to say, there is 0% from his alleged occupational exposure. His prior 7.5% partial total, as given by Dr. Crawford, had not increased. That was 4 Bankart lesion and type 4 slap lesion repaired surgically by Dr. Dwyer on 9/6/19. Notice that section is, I'm sorry, and that is the end.